Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
State and federal officials are taking steps to try to reduce the use of antipsychotic drugs in nursing homes. The homes often give the drugs to elderly residents to control their behavior. A new investigation by the Boston Globe shows that many nursing homes are administering the drugs to elderly residents who should not be receiving them. The investigation also found that the use of antipsychotic drugs was higher in those nursing homes with less staff and more Medicaid patients. Joining us to talk about this is Kay Lazar, one of the Boston Globe reporters who worked on the story. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, your investigation found that on average, one-fifth of all nursing homes in the country give antipsychotic drugs to residents, even though they don't have psychosis. And the number of nursing homes in Massachusetts that do this is even higher. Why is that?
Well, we're not exactly sure. The data seem to suggest that we studied that nursing homes that report a significant amount of residents with what is called behavior issues, wandering, acting out, being aggressive verbally or physically, tend to be the ones that administer these drugs at a really much higher rate than others.
And we're talking about antipsychotic drugs. These are drugs that treat mental illnesses such as bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. So are they also behavior controlling for elderly patients? What do they do to them, and what are the risks?
What antipsychotics can do is really heavily sedate a person, and so it can leave them in a stupor. So yes, it really can control their behavior because they just are in a daze.
Now, it's my understanding the nursing homes say they sometimes need these drugs to keep people safe, residents and staff, and the numbers that the Globe analyzed to document this problem may be exaggerated because it also includes residents who may be weaned off these medications.
Exactly. And a number of nursing homes have said that the data, the way that the federal government now collects the data, it doesn't give them credit, if you will, for residents that they've weaned to very low levels, to 10 or 12 milligrams, for instance, of Seroquel, that typically often they'll give at night to help them sleep. It is not a approved use by the FDA, but it is not uncommon.
Now, the way I understand it, this story came about because 2 years ago, the Globe reported that Massachusetts was the state with the highest percentage of nursing home residents taking these drugs for conditions that were not recommended. So the Globe requested the government data, and you and your co-author, Matt Carroll, looked at these numbers and saw how they apply to Massachusetts nursing homes.
Yes, actually, the numbers showed 2 years ago we weren't the highest in the United States. We were among the highest. I think we were in the top 10 or 12 in the country. So yes, 2 years ago, March of 2010, we submitted a Freedom of Information Act request and requested data on every nursing home in the country because we wanted to see not only Massachusetts but everywhere else. And the reason we did that is we were flooded with so many emails and calls after that story 2 years ago, people all over the country wanting to know how their local nursing home did because they may have a loved one in them. And we could not tell them.
Now, these numbers that you did get are from 2005 to 2010.
Exactly.
The numbers have gone down, we should say.
Yes.
So what do you recommend that people do when they're trying to evaluate nursing home care for a loved one?
Well, I think the first thing they should do is go to our website and look up BostonGlobe.com and look up the nursing homes they're considering. But that's just a starting point. Really, we were hoping to spark a discussion, and they should go to the nursing home or several nursing homes and really have a conversation with the administrators and ask them what their philosophy is for giving antipsychotic drugs or any medications, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, because they're often used too. And why? And to really spend some time and have a frank discussion about how and when they give these drugs.
All right. Kay Lazar is a reporter with the Boston Globe. She contributed to the report on the use of antipsychotic drugs in nursing homes. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Deb.